upon a time, and it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnose Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. It's a blessing to be a blessing. We are blessed and highly favored. Appreciate y'all tapping in every week. And as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life, right? And it goes like this. It says, discipline is nothing but self-respect at the highest level. I'll say that again. Discipline is nothing but self-respect at the highest level. I love that word of the day because it talks about being focused and being locked in, but especially which is self. Self-respect, self-care, that's non-negotiable, right? Those are things that every person should make it their business to feel strongly about. Every person. You know, I feel that you should put yourself first. That way you could be there for other people. If you always putting other people ahead of you, you're never going to position yourself in a way where you'll be able to actually truly make a difference for other people, right? So like we said, discipline is nothing but self-respect at the highest level. Having that discipline, having that mental fortitude to actually just buckle down and have that respect to do what you got to do for yourself. And that is the word of the day, all right? Before today, we're going to get into another topic that's very, very interesting, right? So this is an extension of health is wealth, and it ties into the word of the day. As we said, discipline is nothing but self-respect at the highest level. And we're going to talk about discipline in the form of nutrition. All right. Today's topic is you can't outrun your fork. I'll say that again. OG told me you can't outrun your fork. When we talk about health, we talk about fitness. We're talking about taking care of ourselves, mind, body, and soul. A lot of people hit the gym a lot of times, but they fuck up with their discipline when it comes to what they eat. All right? And we're going to talk about it today because that's critical and that's important. When you're working out, nutrition is very important. That's a huge part of working out, in addition to sleep, right? Because if you're doing your fitness routine correctly, that means that you're breaking down muscle, you're burning calories, you're burning fat. You got to replenish that with the right nutrients and get the right amount of sleep so you could actually see the results that you want and your body can go to the next level, right? So what I see a lot of times is like a lot of people, they'll hit that gym, they'll work out, they'll do good. They'll do their cardio, they'll lift weights, they do all this stuff, and then they eat a bunch of shit, right? They go to McDonald's. They go to Wendy's, they go to all of these places eating greasy processed foods. And it's kind of like self-sabotage at the end of the day, right? It's like if you're going to put forth all that effort to actually try to physically improve yourself, why are you self-sabotaging yourself, right? So I think that's important. It's like having a healthy, balanced diet. That's critical. Make sure that you have a diet that's high in protein as well. Because at the end of the day, like, you want to see those results. You just don't want to work out, and then you're eating nonsense and you're wondering why. You know, you see these people, like, they don't got the definition, right? They can do a bunch of push-ups, but they got beer bellies. These dudes is looking like they on their third trimester, looking crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but they still talking like they fitness gurus, like what my man say?
The fuck up. Shut up, nigga. Pack you up. Shut up. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That part. You know what I mean? Like, yo, the math ain't mathing. Like, you wanna be able to see the results that you need by putting in the work that you need to put in, right? And that comes putting in that work in the kitchen, right? Sometimes you might have to meal prep, whether that be, you know, on a Sunday or a Saturday, meal prep for the week. That way you got these meals readily available. People like myself that have a very, very busy life, very busy, demanding schedule, I'm always on the go. So a lot of times, like, if I don't meal prep, which happens a lot of times, like, I'm just on the go eating, I have to be very cognizant and aware of the things that I'm putting into my body, right? Because I want to fuel myself. I don't want to sabotage myself. So I'll get, like, a protein shake that's low in sugar. Make sure that y'all are very mindful of those protein shakes, because there's some where they're packed with sugar. I seen some that had like 45 grams of sugar. Crazy disrespectful. Crazy, right? So make sure you watch that sugar. Protein high as well. You know, if you got to be on the go, try to eat something as healthy as possible. If you could get some egg whites. If not egg whites, some regular eggs. What else is available out there? I mean, if you can get some healthy balance of vegetables in there too, that's good as well. And one thing that I will say too, I'm going to spend a block because I did say in the last episode, I was going to talk about why I even got started on my fitness journey and started working out and eating healthy years ago, right? Now it's going on, I want to say like 13 years now. I've been locked in with this lifestyle. So story time, what happened to me was I ended up getting salmonella food poisoning. I don't know if any of y'all familiar with that. You heard about it. But for me, it wasn't a walk in the park because it ended up going into my bloodstream. So when it went into my bloodstream, initially, I didn't know what the fuck was going on, right? I had really bad conjunctivitis for about a month and my eyes were literally just bloodshot red. I remember I went to church and my uncle was like, yo, what's up, man? You smoking that shit? I'm like, yo, what you talking about? He's like, yo, your eyes are mad red. Like, they were just permanently red. I was flooding them with Visine. They wouldn't get unread. I didn't know what was going on. So I was going to ophthalmologist. Ophthalmologist is like, oh, it just has to pass. We don't know really what's going on with you or whatever. Yada, yada, yada. Then I got crazy inflammation. Like, I was doing, like, bench presses and my elbows, like, they just got very inflamed. Bad tendonitis. I couldn't even bend my elbow. It was that bad. Then my knees swole up. Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen like a melon, but basically like this, that's how my knees look. That's how much fluid was on my knees. It was crazy. So then I had to go to a rheumatologist to drain the fluid off of my knees because they kept swelling up. And he would give me a cortisone shot to calm them down after he drained the fluid, but the fluid would just come right back. Right, it was chronic inflammation. My feet swell up. I was so fucked up. I had a cane. I had a cane like I was giving it up, like I was an 80-year-old dude. But I wasn't 80 years old. I was just going through all of these health issues. And I had to see a podiatrist for my feet because they were jacked up. I had to see a rheumatologist for my knees and the tendonitis in my elbows. I had to see an eye doctor for my eyes. I was seeing so many doctors and nobody knew what was going on. But as a result of that, I want to say I dealt with that for a year and then ended up going to a specialist who basically was able to zero in on what the problem was. And because I had the salmonella food poisoning, I had got a rare condition known as Reiter's syndrome. And statistically, hold up, let me pull this up because I got to let y'all know statistically what this is with Reiter's syndrome. So just statistically, this is very rare, right? It's not conventional. People don't get this. It's like one in every 100,000, 200,000, whatever, people get this shit, for lack of better words, right? And I was one of the lucky winners, right? So at that point, I was placed on prednisone. And my doctor told me like, hey man, listen, I don't want you on this for the rest of your life. You know, it's not meant to be on long term. It's not good. So I want to get you on and get you off. I want to get you on just to get your symptoms under control. But then we got to think of something else, right? Long term. So I was like, all right, you know, so got on the prednisone, but I knew that wasn't a long term solution. So then the long term solution became to change my diet. Because what happened with me was that my body could no longer process regular meat, pause, like it used to, based upon my immune system being compromised. So I had to pivot. I had to be more selective with the things that I was putting into my body and consuming to control the reactions that my body would have, right? So I switched over from eating no more chicken, no more beef, no more steak, no more turkey. Never really fuck with pork like that. And I became a pescatarian. So my diet consists of primarily fish, you know, all these different types of seafood with vegetables, you know, light on the carbs, you know, of course, fruit, stuff like that. But that's why I pivoted and changed my diet. One of the best decisions I ever made. You know, it sucks that I had to go through the bullshit in order to get to this point in my life. But a lot of times rejection is God's protection, right? So, you know, sometimes things happen to us for a reason. They're not happening to us. They're happening for us, right? That's a word right there, right? Sometimes things ain't happening to us. It's happening for us, for our better. So that even though the situation sucked, it actually propelled me to get into the best shape of my life, to get my diet in order. So that's why I'm big on diet. And that's why I know, like, you can't outrun your fork. Like, you got to have proper balance, proper nutrients. You know, leave that bullshit alone. You know, all that fast food, all that processed food, that shit is killing y'all. You know, people love Chick-fil-A. When y'all get a second, just Google what they put in that food in Chick-fil-A. Y'all beloved Chick-fil-A that y'all love to eat, right? Ignorance is bliss, right? So when you start talking that shit, a lot of times people don't want to be woke. They just want to be ignorant because it tastes so good. But I get it. Listen, it's just like drugs. They be putting shit in this food to get you addicted, to get you hooked on it, right? So you need that Chick-fil-A. You don't even know why, because your body's craving it based upon the bullshit they putting in there. So just do the knowledge, educate yourself. You know, no form of diet is one size fits all. You know, I never condemn other people for, you know, whether they want to eat meat, whether they don't, whether they're vegetarian, whether they're vegan. Your choices are your choices. But all I'm saying is that you can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences. So just be mindful of what you put in your body, and also be mindful that it's not just the gym, right? You can go to the gym, but if you're drinking alcohol 5 to 7 days a week, you're going to have a beer belly and you're going to look pregnant. Okay. And you know, you're going to be big up top, but you're going to look crazy on the bottom. You got to take care of yourself. All right. You know, and that's what this, these health is wealth podcasts are about. And I love it because it's mind, body, and soul, where we can talk about all these different facets that you need to do to tap in. All right. So I want to hear about y'all dietary choices below. Tell me, what do you eat? Why do you eat it? What don't you eat? Why don't you eat it? Right. Tap in below. I want to see that. And until next time, peace.